My next guest is Matt Lamb, associate editor of The College Fix. Why? Well, because they dig deep into what's going on college campuses, pull back the curtain and say, are you kidding? We're paying money for this. This is their plan. This is what they're doing on college campuses. This is what they're teaching college kids at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, sometimes more. Matt, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me back on.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Down at the University of Michigan, one of the most woke places on earth, apparently the anesthesiology department is hosting a critical race theory, or they did on MLKD. Yeah, I talked about this earlier when I said you're going to be coming on. Look, I want my doctor to be competent. I don't care if they're short, tall, fat, small, black, white. I don't care. If somebody's coming at me with anesthesia or a scalpel, I just want them to be competent. Shouldn't that be the measure of what you want in a doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, I wish these medical students would have spent 2 more hours learning about anatomy or reading, you know, latest studies on medicine instead of watching a movie about Derek Bell or a presentation from Derek Bell, who is a lawyer who created critical legal studies, which is kind of a basis of critical race theory or related to it. This goes well with at the University at Buffalo, actually. They had Cornell West come and talk to the surgery department about anti-racism. So now when you go to get your heart removed, you have an anti-racist surgeon and an anti-racist anesthesiologist. So this is a good match.
Right, because that's important, right? Because, again, that's the most important thing is to what the political leanings of my doctor. You know what the political leanings of my doctor mean? Nothing. Again, I need competence, people that can understand words that are as long as my arm, words they haven't seen in 10 years and still know exactly what it means. That's what I need. I need, and you mentioned it also there, drug interactions, Matt. I need to know people that understand the drug interactions of different chemicals they want to introduce into people's bodies. If I'm on a certain prescription, does my anesthesiologist know how that might affect me? That's probably important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I wish medical students would learn more about all the problems in the hospitals with, infections, with drug interactions, like you're saying, with people falling. I mean, I read things all the time about the really bad hospital practices. But yet we're reading Ibram Kendi, I guess, or Derek Bell. The thing about University of Michigan is that they actually, this also mentioned in our article, they said they were going to have this diversity of thought forum. The dean of the medical school, Marshall Runge, said that. And then all they did is they invited a bunch of leftists to talk about, like, diversity and racism. And that was their, quote, like, diversity of thought forum. So I think it tells you a little bit about how they think over there, or not think.
Well, yeah, that's not thinking. That's taking, to me, it's taking the lazy way out. But maybe I'm just cynical here, right?
Yeah, I mean, these medical students, these are the same ones back in July. They walked out of a speech by a pro-life member of school's faculty, Kristen Collier, who wasn't even going to talk about abortion. She was just going to welcome new students through the white coat ceremony. So, you know, this is the classic thing about, like, liberals want to hear about opposing views, right, until they find out other people have views.
Yeah. Why is it that this has become so pervasive? Right. Why has this become so pervasive in our society? I mean, if you go out there, Matt, you'll find that generations like mine, older than yours, but we accept points of view from all different directions. But all of this stuff, silencing of anybody who doesn't agree, you know, just because you cut somebody's tongue out doesn't make you right. It means you're afraid to hear what they have to say. I mean, that's the old adage, and that's a fact. Why are the leftists so afraid to hear other points of view?
I think there's a lot of pressure from a relatively small amount of activists, and then they're kind of bolstered by the media. No one wants to be called a racist, right? This has been the playbook of the left for decades. And now it's kind of getting into the medical schools, the law schools. And I'll tell you what, it's only going to get worse, to your point, because, for example, Indiana University's medical school is going to require faculty to, you know, show how they're diverse and how they're woke as part of their tenure review. So, you know, this problem's going to get worse because they're going to just keep weeding out anyone who isn't a leftist from the faculty because they're not going to have enough, you know, diversity points on the board. You know, they're not going to have done enough, you know, Black Lives Matter activism or however you win points at these medical schools for your faculty reviews.
But we have seen some court wins. We've seen some professors that have been railroaded out, pushed out for, you know, they didn't do this right or they didn't do that. We saw the National Hockey League go after one of its players because he said he was not going to participate in an LGBTQ event here a couple of days ago. And we see victories. And I feel like there maybe is a balancing coming, but I'm not on college campuses like you are. Is there a rebalancing somewhere? Do you feel like it's shifting back at all, or are we just down this one-way road to, well, frankly, to hell?
I think there's been some victories. There's been several professors who have won lawsuits when their school tried to force them to use a gender dysphoric or transgender person's, you know, preferred pronouns. So there's been some victories there. There's certainly still great campus groups like College Republicans, the App, Turning Point USA, Students for Life, all those that do a lot of great work on college campuses. And you know, I think the more media attention from groups like the College Fix and elsewhere, sometimes that does that can cause a change. But you know, the big area has been definitely free speech victories, because the First Amendment law, thankfully, is still very much on the side of free speech. Even you know, Clinton or Obama appointed judges have generally been favorable to free speech on college campuses. So that is one place of victory in the past couple of years.
Well, free speech under attack in Davos, Switzerland this week, as you probably know, as the globalists right. certainly don't want free speech. They don't want to stop the practice of the FBI or the Biden White House or anybody else having a backdoor to the social media platforms to silence you, me, and everybody else. But I, too, am hopeful. I hear a bit of hope in your voice there. Matt Lamb, associate editor of the College Fix, here with me. I hope we can turn things around, Matt, because we need your generation not to be raised in a dark cave without information. We need critical thinking. We need people to challenge the accepted narrative. We need to be able to push back and have a conversation. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm so glad that we're able to train students every day at collegefix.com. And, you know, certainly we've had a few good stories the past couple of weeks about colleges. We've probably all heard what's happening in Florida with Chris Rufo and the other DeSantis appointees. And so hopefully we'll see more in the public university sphere as well. Governors really taking the lead and working for, you know, truth, pushing the classics and returning education to what it's supposed to be, not just a left-wing indoctrination camp.
That's right. Matt, greatly appreciate it. The College Fix, they can find you online. They can find you on social media sites as well. Matt Lamb, always appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. All right. For you, remember to support clean, pure water. Wolverine Water, the best water in Michigan. Wolverine, locally owned and operated for 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and my good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team at WolverineWaterSystems.com. You can find them in Lowell and East Lansing. They service you statewide, this Wolverine Water. Good to have you on board. Good to have Wolverine Water on board. The reverse osmosis system, by the way, best home improvement deal I ever put in my house. The RO system. You want drinking water, clean and pure? You don't look like an idiot with a cart full of bottled water at Costco? Well, then get an RO system. You'll look a lot smarter at home. Quick break. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Michigan.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.